Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's Pensacola right now. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay as he's out this week. I'm filling in for him today. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It is 81 degrees already here this morning, and it's going to be a high of about 91 or 92. But heat index up to 108 today because of the humidity. It's going to be a hot one today. There is a slight chance of getting some showers, like very, very slight chance throughout the day today, cloudy. But then the weekend we could have some thunderstorms. The big concern right now is the heat advisory, that's going on until 7 o'clock tonight. There is, so tomorrow is the CNN presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I just found out we will be carrying it. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to, but it looks like we will be carrying the debate live right here on News Radio 92.3. So as you're out and about tomorrow, you can listen to it at 8 p.m. Central Time right here on News Radio Pensacola. And so if you could download our mobile app as well and stream it that way. And so there'll be a lot of opportunities for you to check the debate out as you're out and about. I did see this from Babylon Bee the other day, and I'm sorry, it might seem mean, but it made me laugh out loud. Babylon Bee, which is a satirical website, if you're not familiar with it. Trump preps for debate against Biden by going to nursing home and arguing with dementia patients.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
memorable.
Funny. Funny's funny. Sometimes you just gotta.
Yeah, you
if
do.
It's funny, you gotta bring it. It's funny. Oh my gosh, that cracked me up.
That's memorable.
And then when you read, that's the headline. And then when you read the article. That's the thing about Babylon Bee. They have fantastic headlines, but really the articles that they attach to them, these fake articles,
right,
have so many like little nuggets and gems in them. So here's one. George, you're wrong about lime jello. Nobody likes it, Trump said as he argued with a 94-year-old dementia patient who claims to be constantly observed by Russian spies. It doesn't taste good. Everyone's telling me all the time how much they hate it, and you're telling me they should serve it every day? On day one, I will ban lime jello, and Mexico will pay for it. Elderly onlookers applauded as Trump slammed the dementia patient after suddenly picking a fight with him during dessert time. And then Constance Woodrow, 78-year-old Alzheimer's patient, says, it's like he's saying what we're all thinking. In another incident, Trump screamed at World War II veteran until he started crying. Greatest generation? More like lamest generation, Trump quipped, invoking laughs from the orderlies. You complain about loud music when people, good people, are trying to listen to jazz. You make me sick to tell you the truth, but thank you for your service. Oh, just these articles, man. Good stuff. So I imagine the debate tomorrow will probably be very similar to that, actually. You know, it's like one of those things where like, oh, that's so funny. That's a joke. And it may only be a little bit of a joke.
Really may happen. Yeah.
It may be like that. So, oh boy. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. The U.S. Surgeon General has declared gun violence a public health crisis.
No.
Gun violence is right. A public health crisis because, you know, it just affects, it can affect all of us anytime. And I don't like this term gun violence.
No,
it just doesn't make any sense. It's like it goes back into the whole thing of like this mentality of like where the gun is just the enemy type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But U.S. health trauma surgeon, USA health trauma surgeon, Ashley Williams-Hogue, weighed in on this and said, well, we in healthcare look at gun violence like it's a disease. Wait, like it's a disease? Jeez. Then she explained, out of the patients she sees annually, a quarter of them come in from gunshot wounds. Remember, she's a trauma surgeon, right? Mm-hmm. So a quarter of them come in from gunshot wounds. She says, when a patient comes in as a victim of gun violence, they have a 40% chance of coming back to the hospital sustaining another gunshot wound. And 20% of those second gunshot wounds are fatal. So let me ask you this. Is the patient actually coming into the hospital as a victim of gun violence? Or were they coming in as a patient, or was the patient coming in as a victim of human violence? Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. If you're traveling on Highway 90 to Pensacola through that construction zone, you're going to see delays. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Look, I can't help it. I can't help it, okay? I have a very vivid imagination, okay? So when you start talking about gun violence is a disease and a patient comes in as a victim of gun violence, I'm like, so please tell me the story, because this is how I imagine it, okay? I don't know, man. I was sitting there watching Jeopardy, and all of a sudden my gun was in its case, and it just started rattling, and it was just like, vibrating and stuff, and just started going crazy. It broke out of its case.
Yes.
And it was chasing me around the house. I locked myself in the closet, hoping it wouldn't find me, and the stupid thing just started shooting me through the door.
Hate it when that
gun
happens.
Violence. Victim again.
Use that statistic.
Exactly. Now I'm a statistic. Great. Now I got a 40% chance of going back to the hospital with a second gunshot wound.
Yay.
Stupid gun violence. That's what it sounds like to me. When a patient comes in as a victim of gun violence, I'm like, whoa. What made the... All right. You know what? Just take a step back. Let's stop being so judgmental. Okay. What
We're judging
happened to the gun
yeah.
that made it so angry that it wanted to leash to lash out?
You are right. Let's get to the bottom of it.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
It's early childhood.
Let's think about the gun's point of view, okay?
Right.
Well, why are we immediately just villainizing the gun?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the background of the gun. What if this person was abusing the gun? Could have been abusing the gun, and that's why it lashed out with gun violence. Like, please just stop this crap, okay? You can literally snap your fingers like you're Thanos and get rid of all the guns in the world tomorrow. And guess what? You're still, as a trauma surgeon, you're still going to see people coming to your hospital with wounds, with violent wounds. And you're going to be like, how in the world did they get a pencil stabbing? You know what I find is 40% of patients that come in with pencil stabbings come back with a second pencil stabbing.
I know.
And I just hate the term gun violence. It's just ridiculous. And now they're saying, well, we look at gun violence like it's a disease. Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, you should probably go get a vaccine for that then. That'll
right.
fix it. Call Moderna. I'm sure they got a solution already.
Already.
We should get an emergency order to come up with a gun violence vaccine right off the bat. Okay, I'm going way down the road. There's a text here. Maybe it's a Christian pacifist gun. Not all guns are bad. I know.
Some are good.
You know what? You're stereotyping guns, okay?
Yeah.
Stop with the stereotyping guns, you racist. Guns. Not all guns are violent. By the way, U.S. Supreme Court, when it comes to gun control, U.S. Supreme Court did rule recently about a Florida law that prevents people under the age of 21. Well, sorry, they haven't ruled on that yet. There's a Florida law that prevents people under the age of 21 from buying rifles or shotguns. And a lot of people were hoping that U.S. Supreme Court would uphold that law. However, now it's looking like no, they may not. Like it looks like they will uphold that law. In other words, a lot of people were hoping they would overturn it. Looks like they will uphold that, possibly based on a Supreme Court decision they made on Friday. On Friday, the decision they made was upholding a ban of gun possession for people under domestic violence restraining orders. So basically, if you have a domestic violence restraining order, you can't own a firearm, or you can't at least possess it for now. They'll temporarily hold it or whatever. Think of like red flag laws, like what we have here in Florida. And so there was, this is done in Texas, where they basically try to pass a similar red flag law as what we have. And the NRA filed a suit saying, hey, that's unconstitutional. And the U.S. Supreme Court has come out and said, no, we're okay with this. If you got a domestic violence restraining order, you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm. And I mean, to me, these are the kind of things where I disagree with the NRA. It's like, come on, guys. Somebody's got a domestic violence restraining order. Yes, the vast majority of the gun violence we see in the country is from gangs. It's from, everybody talks about gun violence. I was like, we got street violence problem. So that's the vast majority of the gun violence issues. But the second most popular, most common is domestic violence. And so it's like, yeah, why would you allow that to, like, I don't see why you would allow somebody who's got a domestic violence restraining order to have a firearm to act on that restraining order or to oppose the restraining order. But, you know, anyway, if you got a couple texts here, when is he going to declare texting while driving a public health safety issue, as it kills far more people than guns? I have nothing to do with the fact that they're dealing drugs or in a gang. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's not. It's the gun. It's the gun violence. That's I hope I don't catch gun violence. That's a good text. Thank you very much for that one. Yes, because that's in response to USA Health trauma surgeons saying that we look at gun violence as a disease. Somebody's saying, I hope I don't catch gun violence. I don't hope so either. Maybe go get a vaccine for that, I'm sure. They're hoping that looking at gun violence as a disease will lead to the federal government being able to ban weapons. This is an anti-gun move that has been in the works for years. Yeah, amen to that. Here's another text. I drive a lot and I see a lot of car violence.
That is true. That's true, actually. I need a vaccine for that.
Yeah, and you know what? That maybe car violence is a disease too.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy. Lighten it up here real quick. Cheez-Its. I'm not a really big fan of Cheez-Its. But Cheez-Its is coming out with a limited time only edition of Hidden Valley.
You know, recently
Ranch
one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola?
Sorry, that was my fault.
Okay, I was going to let Andrew talk. I mean,
no, I wouldn't interrupt
you. I'm hacking it for right now. So I'm just kidding. All right, so Cheez-Its is coming out with a limited edition Hidden Valley Ranch crackers. And, you know, I don't like Cheez-Its. I just don't think they're that good. Or what's the little fish things that taste just like Cheez-Its?
Oh, goldfish.
That's the goldfish, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But like when my kids were little, there was like always a treat for them and stuff. And I'm like, I don't see what the big deal of these things are. But these cheesy Cheez-Its Hidden Valley Ranch, that actually sounds pretty good.
It does.
Might delve into that a little bit. So check that one out. Hey, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Last text here. I think they first need to make automobile driving a disease. I don't know for sure, but can only imagine there are more people injured or killed in automobile accidents than by guns. Yes, there definitely is. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back, we got traffic on the fives, and we'll get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom right here on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay?
Here's today's strength for life.
But still, you get the
point.
What
is your spiritual blood type?
And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus's blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Time to get your traffic on the fives right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly, not seeing any issues there. If you're traveling into Pensacola on Highway 90 southbound, I guess southwestbound, you're seeing some major delays through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Am I drunk? No. I think you're drunk.
Hey, are you coming in?
No, that's a co-worker.
Okay,
no, it's fine. It's fucking fine. No, it's fine.
He's coming out with a country album that releases in August, and he's actually just announced his tour. So he's got two singles out. I Had Some Help from Morgan Wallen and Pour Me a Drink with Blake Shelton. The album's going to be called F1 Trillion. Comes out in August. He just announced his tour for this first country tour in September. And one of the stops is going to be at the Wharf in Orange Beach. So if you want to check out Post Malone doing his country album, which the guy is super talented, so I'm glad to see him succeed in this way. And I've been looking forward to actually this country album for a while, and so far the two releases are pretty good thus far. I'm running out of time already. All right, I'll have to hit a couple of these other things in a minute. First, let's go over to Dave Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Hey, I just got to say, I'm excited about seeing Post Malone too. That'll be a pretty cool show. There was a video on I don't know, it was like on social media like a few months ago, but he was in a random dive bar just like singing along to the Alan Jackson on the jukebox. And yep. Seems like a pretty cool dude. Yeah. An entire chapter, Bobby, of the Hell's Angels biker gang was arrested recently in Bakersfield, California as part of a kidnapping, robbery, and assault probe. The arrests included five active members of the chapter and two others who were members of a different affiliated biker gang. Law enforcement seized several weapons as part of those arrests, and two Olympic gold medal swimmers urging Congress to crack down on doping ahead of the Summer Olympics. Michael Phelps and Allison Schmidt were on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking before a House subcommittee.
Ooh. All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming for your next couple of local developments to let you know about. Pretty excited about one of them.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia after pleading guilty to illegally obtaining and publishing American military secrets, sentenced to the 5 years he'd already served in the UK while fighting extradition to the United States. His wife, attorney and human rights activist Stella Assange.
Julian should never have spent a single day in prison. But today we celebrate because today Julian is free.
Before jail, he spent 7 years holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London. New York House Democrat Jamel Bowman, a critic of Israel, loses a primary challenge to a county executive backed by pro-Israel groups, George Latimer.
Tonight we turn a page and we say that we believe in inclusion of everybody.
Congressman Bowman was first elected in 2020, the first incumbent Democrat to lose in a primary this year. Colorado House Republican Lauren Boebert wins her primary in a new district. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have partly cloudy skies, 81 degrees, could see some rain today, and a heat advisory that'll be in effect for most of the afternoon today. We'll get more on that with our weather forecast in just a couple of minutes. Well, we did learn some more yesterday about that high-speed chase that ended on the Escambia Bay Bridge. Sheriff Chip Simmons held a press conference. He said it all started with a drive-by shooting on Aris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue. That shooting is believed to be related to another shooting that happened in Pensacola city limits last week. More than 40 rounds were fired. A 70-year-old woman was shot in the neck. Sheriff Simmons said that the victim was fighting for her life in the hospital yesterday. Just before that shooting, deputies had been alerted by cameras that there was a stolen vehicle in that area. When they saw that vehicle after the shooting, they began a pursuit. Sheriff Simmons said it ended with a pit maneuver on the Escambia Bay Bridge. Three suspects exited the vehicle and jumped over.
The two on the left-hand side, one of them jumped and did not make the water. And he subsequently died from the injuries on the fall, leaving that vehicle. The third person we did arrest, that was Jacarius Etheridge. He's 19 years old. So right now, Mr. Etheridge is charged with attempted murder on the Aris Boulevard shooting.
And one other suspect also jumped off the other side of the bridge, and he has not yet been located. Deputies say they don't know whether he made it out of the water or not. No injuries yesterday. A house fire on the 400 block of Old Coryfield Road. Escambia Fire Rescue called to that scene on Tuesday. Firefighters say about half of the home was engulfed in flames when they got there. They were able to put the flames down within about 10 minutes of arriving. Voters in Florida will decide whether pot should be legal in the state in November. Yesterday, Governor DeSantis chimed in on the issue, saying legalizing the drug could turn the state into the next San Francisco or Chicago. If approved, it would make it legal to have up to 3 ounces of marijuana. Governor DeSantis says that's a lot of pot,
which is about 40 to 50 joints. Some law enforcement say more. You have it on in a school. They can't punish you. I think it means you bring it into restaurants and use, and they're not going to be able to do anything. The indoor smoking law in Florida does not apply to this.
And Governor DeSantis says he thinks we need to keep the smell of marijuana out of our city streets and parks. International Paper Pensacola Mill Foundation awarding $57,000 in foundation grants to area nonprofit organizations. The foundation says that money will be awarded to organizations that address education, hunger, health and wellness, and disaster relief. Any organizations that are interested in applying for that can get more information at ipgiving.com. And a unique burger chain out of Louisiana setting up shop in Pensacola. They've dropped part of their first restaurant, like literally dropped it. It's a big shipping container on North Davis Highway. A crane was moving that into location yesterday. Small Sliders is expanding into Northwest Florida. All of their restaurants are made of converted shipping containers. The restaurant does plan to have some outdoor seating available as well. The first location on Davis Highway expected to open later this year. It's 7:35 right now at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard right around 29 or Palafox, you're going to see some delays both in the north and southbound lanes, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John, and taking a look at our weather forecast. We do have another hot day in store for you. Temps in the 90s today, upper 90s. Heat index up to 110, possibly higher for the afternoon. Heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight. Now, there is also a chance of some rain showers throughout the day, so it'll be nice and humid, too. Then tomorrow, rain chances continue through the rest of the week, and that'll cool things down a little bit with highs in the upper 80s. That should pretty well last into the weekend and into early next week as well. Right now, 7:35, your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shopee and Shopee Express have agreed to adjust their current practices after admitting to breaching a competition rule in Indonesia. The KPPU Council said the preliminary investigation found that Shopee allegedly prioritized Shopee Express in every package delivery to consumers. The company has agreed to change its user interface to enhance its services. Volkswagen Group has announced plans to invest up to $5 billion in electric vehicle startup Rivian, starting with an initial investment of $1 billion. The investment will be used to create electrical architecture and software technology and will carry the company through production of its smaller R2 SUVs, as well as help its plant in Normal, Illinois, and in Georgia, where the company paused construction earlier this year. Shares of Rivian soared more than 50% upon the news. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 299. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation, for all motivation. She comes out and she goes down to me.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Pensacola Right Now with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 81 degrees, going to be a high of about 92 today, but a heat index up to 108. So we've got a heat advisory going on in the area right now. Also, just congratulations to the Tennessee Volunteers. A couple nights ago, ended up winning the College World Series. And a couple nights ago, Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers to win the NHL Stanley Cup. That makes it 31 years since a Canadian team has won, dating back to 1993 when the Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings. So kind of crazy right there. Joining us right now on our News Radio 923 hotline is Mayor D.C. Reeves from Pensacola. Mayor, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 923. We got the mayor? Hello? Oh, got disconnected. All right, well, he calls back, we'll get him back on here. In the meantime, I did want to talk about a couple of things that David brought up in his news right there just a minute ago, which was the local developments. And one local development is a Costco planned for 9 Mile Road. Now, initially, when I saw the headline, Costco looks like it's finally coming to Pensacola, I got to admit, I was kind of like, do we need another like discount bulk warehouse type place? We have BJ's. We already have Sam's. And, you know, if you really just got to have Costco, then you can go to Mobile. It's not that far of a drive. But then I saw where it's going to be over on East 9 Mile Road and Chemstrand Road. And I thought, well, that whole area up there is expanding and growing very quickly. And so it actually probably is a good spot to have one. And so they're going to be so there was a proposal that was put into place. They're going to, it's the current Planet Fitness, which that was kind of surprised. Like, okay, what's going to happen to the Planet Fitness there? Because I've been there a couple times. That's a very busy location. But it's the former Kmart store. Apparently, the plans show that the buildings will be demolished in order to make room for the Costco and, of course, all the parking that's needed. There will be three buildings that will remain. The three buildings that will remain are the Wells Fargo building that's right there on the corner of Chemstrand and East 9 Mile, Sam's Seafood Restaurant, and then the Dairy Queen. So those three buildings will remain, and pretty much all the rest of them will be demolished to make room for this. So the plans have not been set for formal review yet. And they have to go through a lot of processes before they can go through the building permit. But it looks like a lot of people are interested in, just reading comments and stuff. A lot of people are very, very excited, very happy about this. Others, though, are concerned that there's going to be even major, bigger traffic issues that are already, that area right there is already kind of a bad traffic spot anyway. And this is going to make it even worse, which, that's part of development and growth is that you're going to have worse traffic. So that is definitely one of the things going on right there. The other update that was brought up was Small's Sliders. So this is going to be over in North Davis Highway. And I've never heard of Small Sliders. I don't know if you have. And more than that, have you eaten it? Because I'd like to know what it's like. I see the pictures on their website, smallssliders.com. And apparently they're going to be over in 5301 North Davis. And it's a little restaurant made of shipping containers. And I was thinking, okay, Small Sliders, what is it like? Crystals, White Castle type thing? Well, not really. Looks like it's like real hamburger. I don't know. I don't say real hamburger. That's kind of weird to say that. But they look more gourmet-ish, I guess you would say, is the better way to put it. But I think it's it looks good. I've never even heard of it, to be honest. But apparently it's based out of Louisiana, and they're expanding all across the country now. And Pensacola is one of the first places they're dropping their containers. And so if you have any experience with Small Sliders, text it into us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Then let me tell you about this here real quick, and then I'll get into some other news. It's almost time for the Blackwater Pirates Great Milltown Duck Race. Comes up on the 4th of July. This is where you can adopt a rubber duck. And then they're going to drop 5,000 of these rubber ducks into the Blackwater River, and they'll race downstream. The adopter of whoever adopted the duck that comes in first place will win $1,500. Second place, $750. Third place, $250. So you can adopt your duck today at Blackwater Bistro in Milton, the Country Gym in Milton, or the Beardless Brew House in Milton. So that's all going to be on 4th of July, Milton Downtown Bridge at 5 p.m. is when the duck races begin. So be sure to check that out. Just a reminder, we're going to be carrying the CNN presidential debate tomorrow night right here on News Radio Pensacola at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. is when we'll be carrying it. And it's, of course, President Trump, and former President Trump and current President Joe Biden will be on the debate. And so you'll have to check that out tomorrow, 8 p.m. right here on News Radio Pensacola. And also download our News Radio Pensacola app. Let's get traffic on the fives. With John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, you can visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Still seeing some major delays on 29 right around Burgess, both north and southbound lanes. We're seeing those delays, so pack your patience there. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So presidential debate coming up tomorrow night and on CNN. And there's a lot of people who are upset because the debate is only going to be Trump and Biden. Why are they upset? Because they want to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. be part of the debate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, his father, Robert Kennedy, was a Democrat. His uncle, of course, a Democrat, right? But so he tried to run as a Democrat, but he claims that the Democrat Party basically was obstructing his campaign. So he decided to go independent, and so he's been running independent. Now, what's interesting about him, I've been following him for a while now. I've been following him pretty much since COVID was going on, because during COVID, I was outspoken and trying to inform people about some things I thought were our government was being misguided, is the best way to put that. And then somebody sent me an article from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. where he was revealing adverse reactions to vaccines and all this other stuff. I was like, whoa, who is this? Like, I've heard of his name, obviously, but I didn't know he was all into this stuff. So I've been following him ever since. And what's interesting is politically, his ideals actually line up more with Republican than they do with Democrat. So when he announced he was running for president, I was actually surprised that he stayed Democrat. But I guess it's, you know, just family legacy. Dad's been a Democrat. Uncle's a Democrat. We've always been Democrats. I'm going to keep on running as a Democrat. But I was like, yeah, but your ideals line up more with Republicans than they do with Democrats. But he got blocked. So now he goes independent. He is now, a couple weeks ago, it was announced that he will be on the Florida ballot for the presidential ballot under the Reform Party. Now you might recognize that name. That was the party that Ross Perot started or founded in 1996. And of course, Ross Perot, many people even today look at Ross Perot like he was a great disruptor for George H. Bush. That because Ross Perot was in the election, he took votes away from George H. Bush, which ended up costing him the election. That's the perception. What's interesting about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is he very well may take some Republican voters who may not want to vote for Trump because a lot of his ideals do line up more Republican. But he will also take votes away from Democrats because there's a lot of Democrats who did support him who are more moderate than what Joe Biden's stances have been. And so he could be a disruptor for both of them, really. But he, once again, not even being part of the debate, not even, you know, so if you're not even on the national stage where you can get on the debate, it just really significantly reduces your chances of getting any kind of support. I understand the argument that one group has, well, you know, the people who have most of the support is Trump and Biden, so it just needs to be those two. But I also understand the support that others have going, look, a third-party candidate will never get a chance if we don't start treating them as if they're a Democrat or Republican type thing. I get that too. But it's, you know, and it's unfortunate, I guess, but it is the way it is right now. They don't have a lot of chances. Got a text here, somebody asking, you're saying he lines up more ideally with Republicans now, but where does his stance on 2A? So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually came out last year and said that it's a constitutional right, and Americans' constitutional rights don't need to be messed with. He wouldn't take guns away from anybody. And he also went further and explained, if somebody thinks that gun control laws will reduce gun violence, they're not being realistic in today's day and age. So there's that. I actually saw a Instagram post of his a few weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where he was talking about abortion. And one of the things that surprised me about it was he explained where his abortion position was for decades. And his position was, nobody would know what's best for them, for their child, than a mother's intuition. So we should always leave it up to the mother to make the decision. And then he surprised me in the video by going, after doing lots of research and having, you know, conversations with others, I realized my position was wrong. And I was like, what? A politician admitting that they were wrong in some way? And so it was pretty interesting one. But yeah, so he'll be on the ballot if you're interested as a Reform Party candidate, but he will not be on the debate stage tomorrow night on CNN, which we'll be broadcasting that live right here on News Radio Pensacola at 8 p.m. 81 degrees is going to be a high of about 91 or 92 with 108 heat index. So we are under a heat advisory until 7 p.m. today. It is Pensacola right now. No, wrong one. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, I got another health crisis that we might be on the verge of. I'll share that with you coming up next right here on News Radio Pensacola.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you, because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
right, it's Pensacola Morning News. We're just going to do this dry.
Yeah.
Just all of us. Start singing for us.
Well, I don't know if you really want that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm over here pressing the button and it's like, it's not playing. It's not playing.
It's just computers can't live with them. Can't destroy them.
Not yet.
We can destroy them, but then we'd get in trouble because it's not our equipment. But there's I'll tell you what. Instead, we just go to traffic on the 5s then.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. No accidents to let you know about. Still dealing with traffic on Highway 29 in Burgess right there at that light. Seeing some major northbound, southbound. Going to see some major delays there. No accident to report there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thank you very much, John. Hillsborough County. Is that right? Did I say the right one? Yeah, Hillsborough County. Announced earlier this week, they had a confirmed case of locally acquired dengue fever. Dengue fever. And now, according to the Centers for Disease Control, we've had 6 cases of dengue fever in Florida. And 172 cases were travel-related. And this is... So apparently dengue fever is starting to spread, according to the CDC, in Florida, Hawaii, Texas, Arizona, and California. Dengue fever. This is like, this feels like an ancient disease, like some sort of ancient, you know what I mean? Like, wait, we're going to be doing dengue fever? Apparently dengue fever is confused with a lot of other illnesses that cause fever. You have aches and pains, usually behind your eyes, muscle joints, bone pain, nausea, vomiting, and a rash. Symptoms last 2 to 7 days, and then most people recover in about a week. So, but they still say it's still a medical emergency, especially if your fever doesn't go away within 48 hours. Dengue fever, that's just so weird to me to just like be talking about that. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, great. We got dengue fever and gun violence both spreading around.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
Take your pick of which disease is worse.
A Hollywood workers union has reached a deal with top studios regarding artificial intelligence. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees represents film and TV crews. Yesterday, the union reached a tentative 3-year deal with major studios that includes pay hikes and protections against their employees being replaced by AI. Ford has recalled 500,000 trucks over a transmission issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this problem apparently only affects 2014 model F-150s. But if you own one, it could be bad. It causes the trucks to suddenly downshift into first gear. And the Department of Homeland Security says it has identified over 400 migrants that were brought to the U.S. by a human smuggling network affiliated with ISIS. Sources with the DHS tell NBC News that over 150 of the illegal immigrants have been arrested so far. Sources say they are attempting to round up the rest of them as they come across them. But they've identified 400 that were brought to the U.S. by a smuggling group affiliated with ISIS.
Didn't realize ISIS was like still active or anything like that. So. That's a story in and of itself. That's kind of crazy. Can you imagine driving down the road, you're in like third or fourth gear, all of a sudden downshifts to first gear all of a sudden?
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
It would be very bad.
You know, wouldn't that just destroy the transmission?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, it's got to. Yeah.
Basically just that. And maybe your engine blow up right too. There. So
yeah, it wouldn't be a fun thing to have happen. I'm just glad I don't have a 2014. I was worried when I read the story.
Right.
That's what I was gonna ask you because I know you drive F-150. So I was wondering if that was.
Yeah, mine's a couple years newer than that. So I was worried though until I got to the third line. Then I breathed a sigh of relief.
There you go. You don't have to worry about getting whiplash while you're driving. coffee recall nationwide for fatal food poisoning. 300 types of canned coffee. Snap Hill LLC is voluntarily recalling canned coffee.